Item number 16, discussion and possible action on the waste management collection by Mike McClendon.
This first slide is representative of the degree to which the Brazos River Authority was involved in or is involved in waste management practices up at Possum Kingdom. The green dumps or the green dots represent those dumpsters that are in FERC. The red are the non-FERC. The main point that I wanted to illustrate with this is the degree to which the Brazos River Authority is within waste management up at Possum Kingdom. We do also have two attended convenience stations and two unattended. We can go on the next slide. Traditionally, as we all know, the Brazos River Authority assumed a lot of the roles that either municipalities or cities or even an HOA or property owners association would assume. The Brazos River Authority tried to contracts for waste services as a pass-through item. We charge about $170 per year for those services. However, it's not fully burdened. We've got two full-time employees, as you can see through some of these photographs, that work at our convenience stations that have to go around and pick up some of the waste when it's not disposed of properly and either throw it in the dumpster if it'll fit or haul it back to the convenience station. We can go to the next slide. House Bill 3031 was very explicit. It says the Brazos River Authority is to be out of the waste management business. During the negotiations down in Austin, that was very clear, and it made it into the bill. And it says that the new landowner is responsible for the disposal or collection, disposal, and removal of the waste, the solid waste. There's some options that are available to Mr. Patterson or the new landowners. You could form a HOA or Property Owners Association. You could form a limited powers MUD and municipal utility district where their sole purpose is just to remove waste. You could incorporate, the area could incorporate, or there's individual responsibility. The folks can take the trash home themselves or they can contract separately with an individual such as you'll see out in the county a lot. Next slide. Brazos River Authority staff met with Mr. Patterson. He asked that we enter into a transition period, 15 months, allow the dumpsters to remain in those locations. I believe we are in a transition period right now, and it's better to go ahead and make that transition now instead of 15 months down the line. We inquired about the undeveloped strips. Apparently that's not a viable alternative. And Mr. Patterson, as we speak, is currently researching vendors to provide those services. As I said earlier, we do operate two convenience stations out there that are attended and two unattended. We're evaluating those convenience stations as we speak, kind of looking to see where we go with those in the future. We can go to the next slide. Our goals are pretty simple. We're going to protect the water quality. We're going to accomplish House Bill 3031 and the goals stipulated therein. We're going to try to reduce our expenses, and the Brazos River Authority is going to contract for the services at our public use areas and our parks separately and apart from what we have done in the past, and we'll also contract for our village area up around the dam. There's no specific agenda item or resolution with this. It was more for informational purposes to the board. I'll entertain any questions if y'all have them.
Any questions for Mike? Thank you, Mike. Moving